Let's get back to Ron and Don with wrestling action.
Okay, Dee Dee. Our tournament action is over for the day here, but the Knights, West Central, Ashby, Brandon, Evansville, were defeated by United North Central Warriors at Sabika Managa, 38-28 in this sixth place match in the teams here. I'll go through how each one of these individuals did throughout this duel. They had it turned around there to begin with, the Knights did, but they just didn't have enough firepower in the middle there.
Yep.
The Warriors won 7 matches and the Knights won 6, but just not enough firepower. At 107 pounds, Brody Brunko for the Knights wins 7-2 over Caden Dykoff. And then Kieran Gierke for the Knights wins a Tech Fall 19-2 in the first period over Henry Meyer. But then at 121 pounds, Anton Miller for the Warriors, a 1-minute and 42-second fall win over Brock Brunko. Nathan Richter then for the Knights gets back on track, wins by a Tech Fall 17-2, 4 minutes and 12 seconds over Cooper Reif. But then at 133 pounds, Bryant Peterson for the Warriors, a Tech Fall 17-0 over Gage Eide. At 139 pounds, Finn Bakke, a 47-second fall win over Cade Wevely of the Knights. 145, ooh, that was a hard, tough match there. Carter Arndt for the Warriors, 13-11 over Evan Dingwall of the Knights.
Yeah, that one right there was just, that's how it went for the night. Boy, it was really good match both ways there, so come back, but just didn't quite have it there, so.
Then up at 160 pounds, Creed Cole and Owen Grucco for the Knights. Grucco defeats Cole 12-7. Then at 172 pounds, Fortis Johnson pins Logan Schmall for the Knights, 1 minute and 41 seconds. 189, the Warriors forfeit to Ezekiel Seeker for the Knights. That then at 215 pounds, Logan Long pins Reed Cole in 1 minute and 23 seconds. The Warriors lead 32-28 by 4, but heavyweights, this Ryan Peterson for the Warriors, the Knights forfeit to him at heavyweight. So final score, 38-28, but the Knights, sixth place in the state high school wrestling tournament.
Good job.
Yes.
Being a little bit shorthanded and stuff and really wrestling well, especially to get into that consolation championship there. Really wrestled tough there.
Yes.
Both are entered.
Yep, very good.
Do you have the scores of the 3 matches, Ron, that they wrestled?
I do.
Okay.
In the first match in the quarterfinals, Chatfield defeated West Central Ashby Bennett Evansville 47-22. But then in that first round of wrestlebacks, West Central Ashby Bennett Evansville defeated LeSueur Henderson 36-35 to get into that consolation.
Yeah, 1 point, and they wrestled for everything they had up there. So.
Yes. We could kind of run through the events of the individual tournament here.
Ron, before that, I'm going to give KMRS KKK Wrestler of the Match here, and I'm going to give it to the senior, Brody Brunko, at 107 pounds. 2 weeks ago, he got beat in overtime. 3 weeks ago, by Dykoff. Yep, right, Caden Dykoff. Turned around this time and won 7-2. So, and a convincing 7-2. Looked really well there tonight. So.
Right.
So Brody Brunko, the senior, his last match, ends up with a win. Congratulations, he is our KMRS KKLK Wrestler of the Match.
We'll run through how that first round of individual tournament went here today. In the double-A portion, Miles Wildman from Minnewaska, he's a number 2 seed. He won by a Tech Fall 19-1 in 3 minutes over Elliot Wyand from Minneapolis Roosevelt. Now Wildman in the quarterfinals will wrestle Sully Marks, Watertown Mayor, Mayor Luther. Then going into the Class A portion of the tournament, at 114 pounds, Kieran Gierke, the Knights, was defeated by Vincent Schmid, of the Mille Lacs Raiders. Gierke will drop down to the wrestle backs, and he will wrestle Nolan Roberg of Painesville tomorrow. And then Noah Jensen of BBE, the number two seed, won by a Tech Fall 17-1, 4 minutes and 45 seconds over Ryland Moritz of Aiken. Now Jensen will wrestle Arlen von Noblish of Goodhue. Moving up to 127 pounds, Nathan Richter was the number four seed for the Knights. He got caught in that Russian tie. He was ahead, got flipped over, and got pinned against Vesky of Norwood Young America. Now Richter will go to the wrestlebacks and wrestle Keegan Von Endy of Greenbush Badger Middle River. Moving up to 145 pounds, Evan Dingwall for the Knights was defeated in that first round by Cash Osterman of Frazee. Now Dingwall will go to the wrestlebacks against Grant Daniels of Fillmore County Central, Lanesboro, Mabel Canton at 152 pounds. Gunnar Hennessy of Border West was defeated by Cole Froelich of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunberg. Now he will drop down to the wrestlebacks and wrestle Charger Erlinson of Adrian in the first round of wrestlebacks at 160 pounds. Owen Grucco for the Knights defeated Chase Whitney of Walker Hackensack Akeley Nevis 25-12. Now Grucco will wrestle Tayton Nielsen of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunberg in the quarterfinals. Moving up to 189 pounds, Ezekiel Seekert for the Knights pins Trenton Huber, Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton, 3 minutes and 26 seconds. Now he will have a rematch with Peyton Telejohn of Le Sieur Henderson. Seekert pinned Telejohn yesterday in that wrestleback team portion of the tournament. And Logan Long for the Knights at 215 pounds in the first round. He pins Garrett Rosenau of Kimball in 427. Now he will wrestle the number one seed, Jackson Barkowitz of Holdingford. And then in the girls portion of the tournament in the first round, Ava Grammath of Mahaka gets a 1 minute and 29 second fall win over Athena Carpenter of Wayzata. And I did not get who she will wrestle in the quarterfinals tomorrow morning. And Skylar LaRue, West Central, Ashby, Brown, and Evansville, was defeated by Jaden Schwagel of Sartell St. Stephen. LaRue will drop down to the wrestlebacks at 142. And also Shayla Reynolds, West Central, Ashby, Brown, and Evansville, was defeated by Courtney Kotish of Buffalo. And Shayla Reynolds of the Knights will drop down to the wrestlebacks also. Action will start back up again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And it'll be the quarterfinals for all classes of the boys and for the girls and the first round wrestlebacks.
Yeah, so all the kids that wrestle today will wrestle tomorrow morning. First round they're on.
Yes.
So
Ron Erickson, Don Metz reporting for KKOK at the 2026 Minnesota State High School Wrestling Tournament. We will see you tomorrow.
Yep. Thank you very much, Dee Dee, and all the sponsors. So.